Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the evening settles across Israel, expect temperatures to drop slightly, with a mild night ahead in cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa experiences a cool breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, a so-called ceasefire on paper has not halted fighting in southern Lebanon. Explosions of Hezbollah tunnels and drone launches towards IDF forces continue. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that the IDF has destroyed the largest Hezbollah tunnel found so far in southern Lebanon. This happened near Kantara, causing echoes across the Galilee and Golan. Also this hour, Mariv informs that the IDF has exposed Hezbollah's flagship tunnel project, funded by the Iranian regime. Two massive tunnels were uncovered deep underground. Separately, from Forward, Ukraine has threatened sanctions against Israel. This comes after President Zelensky accused Israel of purchasing grain stolen by Russia from occupied Ukrainian territories. And finally, JTA adds context to this story, noting that Israel's foreign minister stated the latest ship did not actually enter the port. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote just minutes ago about the IDF demolishing two massive Hezbollah tunnels in southern Lebanon using 450 tons of explosives. Jewish Warrior 13, an online commentator, posted a video showing the moment the IDF destroyed one of these tunnels. Dan Linnaeus, a political observer, expressed concern about the UN Human Rights Council's handling of Francesca Albanese's mandate, calling it a reflection of deeper issues. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ongoing conflict, Israel Hayom reports that despite diplomatic efforts, the situation in southern Lebanon remains volatile. The presence of Hezbollah's underground network poses a significant challenge to regional stability. This highlights the complexity of achieving a lasting ceasefire. Turning to the tunnel destruction, Ynet provides details of the IDF's operation near Kantara. The military warned northern communities before detonation, emphasizing the importance of public safety during such operations. This act underscores the ongoing security tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the exposure of Hezbollah's tunnel project, reported by Mariv, reveals the scale of Iranian support for Hezbollah's infrastructure. This discovery could strain Israel-Iran relations further, impacting regional alliances. In a diplomatic twist, Ukraine's threat of sanctions against Israel, as reported by Forward, marks a rare point of contention between the two nations. This could affect Israel's foreign trade policies and its diplomatic ties with Ukraine. On the economic front, first, CTEC highlights the challenge Israel faces with new fiber optic UAVs that bypass electronic defenses. This development forces the IDF to reconsider its battlefield protection strategies. Separately, Globes reports a major deal in Israel's data center sector. The U.S. cloud giant Crusoe has leased a significant capacity from Anan Group, which could bring substantial investment to the region. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Google has signed a classified AI deal with the Pentagon. This agreement ties into Israel's tech industry, potentially influencing future collaborations in defense technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m., Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.